Hey, everybody, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Witching Hour podcast. I am your host, as always, John Roisman. With me tonight, new special guest, Mr. Chaney Morrow. Chaney, welcome to the Witching Hour.
Hi, thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, thank you for taking the time. You have and are extremely busy. To catch everybody up, just looking over your itinerary or your credits, you've got already 20 films in your pocket. You've got 8 more that are even just in pre-production as we speak. One of which we're here tonight to talk about, which is The Boy from Below. I believe you guys just finished the wrap this past week and finished filming on that, so congratulations on that. But I mean, quite a or excuse me 30 credits total, but quite a nice list. Mutilator 2, Late Checkout, directed by Josh Graves, Malum, for Christ's sake, Wrong Turn, and one of my favorites from the years gone now, Haunt. Holy crap, dude. That I walked into not really expecting much at all. It was one of those days it was on and there was nothing else to watch. And that movie surprised the shit out of me, and I absolutely loved it. Great job on that one. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Yeah, that film was a very, very pleasant surprise, man. I was very happy with it. Happy with it myself.
You know, and of all the people I talked to that saw it, not one person had anything bad to say about it. Everyone really, really enjoyed that movie. They were genuinely kind of creeped out by it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a couple loopholes here and there in the story, just kind of a where did they come from kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. But, man, I'll tell you what, that movie was a lot of fun. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you are originally from Dayton, Ohio. You are on the East Coast now, I believe, though.
No, I'm still in Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah, still in Ohio.
Okay. And how is it that you happen to stumble upon this thing called acting?
Well, I've been doing it since I was, first or second grade, when the, you know, school assemblies and stuff, you know, this was back in the, this would have been like the late 80s, early 90s. Right. And I would always jump at the chance to do the talking, or, you know, the kids got to read something, I'd want to do that. I started doing theater stuff in like third grade. I think the first movie I did was, I think I was in sixth or seventh grade.
Really?
I think came out in the late 90s, called The Dreamcatcher. And it was a good experience because it was a small part, but in the final cut, when the movie finally came out and was making its tour through, because I think it went to Sundance, stuff like that. It was interesting little indie flick back in the 90s, when indie flicks got a good amount of attention.
Right, you know, right.
We're paying more attention to indie films. But that scene was the scene in its entirety didn't make the cut. And me and my mom saw it, you know, I'm like, oh no, now you can see me in there like throwing papers as a paper boy. Right. But the whole bit, like the bit with the main characters and the interaction, the altercation, all that stuff was, you know, cut for time. But the director was, you know, we ran into him there, and he was cool about it. He remembered and stuff. He's like, yeah, you know, sorry, buddy, about this. But I'm glad I got that out of the way. But I continued with theater up through elementary and then high school and all through college. And it just kind of, you know, there's a Wright State University has like a film school program now. Mm-hmm. I was at Sinclair, which is a different college, but a lot of the guys from there, a lot of the people, these filmmakers would seek actors for stuff. And one play I did at that college, I was never enrolled there, but I worked there a lot. I don't know why, but I was there a lot, and I did one play there And that led to a short film, which led to another short film, which then I sought out an agent and then just kept grinding at it, man. You know, like the buckshot approach, just firing for absolutely anything, everything. I wasn't aiming for, you know, genre, any genre in particular, or, you know, I was gunning for anything.
Right. Well, so along all these years now, obviously you said that you started with the kids' plays in school and so forth, and, you know, the families come in at night and watch the shows, and then you moved on to high school and college and so forth. Now, did you take any acting classes with that, or is this just something that you just kind of just ran with?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had both the elementary school and the high school I went to were, like, art schools.
Okay.
Elementary school, you know, we had a theater class, and I did all the basic stuff there, you know, hammy, fifth grade stuff. And high school was an art school, and you know, you had to either do dance or theater or creative writing or music, something to in order to go there. So I did that all through high school, was theater oriented stuff.
So going from the transition from theater in front of a live audience watching you quietly, all eyes on you, to a camera where you've got, don't get me wrong, you've got a handful of people in the crew, but they're all occupied with lighting, cameras, sound. You've got a few people that are focused on you, director and so forth. How different, and which do you prefer between stage and in front of the camera?
In my experience, film pays way better.
Sure.
You know, it does, but like acting wise, theater is much, I think, funner.
Right.
I think it's a lot funner, actually. But I mean, I love films all the same, but it's a different.
Have you ever had any big...
Just a different sensation altogether.
A whole different feel, sure.
Yeah, yeah, it's a whole different sensation.
And how long did it take you, as a child, since you started young, you know, to walk out on that stage with all those people? Did you ever have stage fright, or did you ever have that big oops in your, you know, in your theatrical career of, man, I just completely screwed something up and we can't do a second take on it. It is what it is now. You ever had any of those moments?
I've actually was really, really lucky in saying that any play, and I've done a lot, like, over my life, I have never missed a cue or a line on a stage before. That isn't a rehearsal, of course, where it's a live performance. I've never dropped a line in a live performance.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. It was always a great fear of mine too. So that fear, because, you know, everybody has the nightmares of messing up and this and that. But if you just stay focused, you know, and it's not a hard thing to pull off. A lot of people do. A lot of people have done that and don't even realize it, you know.
Right. Well,
but film is a lot of fun in that you get, but it's also the same. And sometimes, like, you know, what you shot that day or whatever, you know, like every time they're like, all right, you know, moving on, something better comes in your head, you know, and then you got to get past the whole, damn it, I knew this might have been better kind of thing. You got to let that stuff go.
So
you get used to letting it go, though, because you realize once you're moving on, it's out of your control, you know.
Sure.
Directing it or cutting it, it's out of your control. Just do your job the best you can.
Was there ever anything that you did in the back of your mind to kind of ease your nerves, like a pre-show meditate, not meditation, but a, what's the word I'm looking for? A little ritual that you would do? Some people,
No, just grab it and go.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, cause like with theater and film, even like, you know, you get there early enough that you're there for a few hours and already kind of limber and ready to go.
Right.
But you're always nervous. I mean, I'm always nervous. It takes a few minutes, you know, from curtain to really fall in, you know, really catch
the
vibe.
Groove. Right.
Unless
right.
you are the character starting the show, then you got to be there, you know, 100% every time.
It's a different
animal.
Wow.
And in film, you can try things, you know, a whole bunch of different ways.
Right. Right.
You
know, right. Right.
And you never know. Hey, we'll see what makes the cut.
Sure. Well, so talking about your latest rap with The Boy from Below, writer director Tory Jones, who I actually had on the I had on the show not long ago, the executive producer, good friend of mine, PJ Starks. You've got Jack Norman, Spooky Madison, the one and only D. Wallace, Felisa Rose, Kamara Cole, who was actually on my show not long ago as well. Yeah. You've got a really well-rounded cast on this show. Very impressive one at that. How was filming with The Boy from Below?
Oh, I had a good time, man. I liked the character was fun to play with, but you know, while I was there, I you know, kind of got to watch the others. You know, I would stay on the set, kind of watch everybody else do their thing. And it was an incredible cast, man, between D. Wallace, Felisa, Spooky Madison, Kamara. Me and Kamara have worked together a couple, like I think this might be our third time.
Oh, okay.
Our third time. So, and she's just fabulous, man.
Yeah.
She's a superstar. I love Kamara because she's just a wonderful.
So much actor, fun. Such a great so, person to talk to.
So natural. Such a force, you know.
Right.
Leah Vorsey, I think I'm pronouncing her last name correctly. She was excellent. Everybody was good, man. It was all my bits. I was they were intricate, you know. Mm-hmm. Like the settings were intricate. It was impressive. It was a lot of people working a lot of hours every day to get that bad boy, you know, where it needed to be.
Right.
I was, you know, kind of fortunate in that regard. The crew always gets it the worst, man. I always feel so terrible. They're always there before and they're always there way after, you know.
So, I mean, being on set with D. Wallace, I mean, a living legend and an icon. Now, I'm not saying that you haven't worked with other great actors and actresses before. What is it like being on set? You know, you're there. You two are both professionals, both doing the same job. But then all of a sudden, somebody that you might have grown up watching as a child and being like, man, you were one of my inspirations. And here I am working with you, alongside of you. That's got to be mind-blowing. And congratulations for that, too, by the way.
Yeah, well, I have to confess, like, I actually did not get to meet her.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's all right. Yeah, and I was a little bummed about it. The way it was filmed and her availability and stuff. Mm-hmm. excuse me, sorry.
No, you're good.
There was a little gap in the when I would film, you know, and then I'd take a few days off, come back, do more, you know. Right. She was in those gaps there.
In those gaps. Oh, man.
Yeah. As I'm going, I'm like, all right, guys, let's see you, you know, on this day or whatever. She was coming in. And when she was going out was when I was coming back in.
Right. So
no, that was a bummer. But from what I've gathered, you know, between the cast and crew, she was an excellent person to have around. And we all know she's a fantastic actress. They're just a great energy, just all around lovely, man. And I wish I could have seen her do her thing, you know.
Right.
I'm sure it was just a master class, you know. She's incredible.
So they have,
but maybe one day I'll run to her and get to formally introduce myself. Tell her what a fan.
I hope so for you sake. I really do. That's awesome. I mean, I congratulate you though. I'm very envious. I'm very, very envious of you. So they did wrap on filming, correct? As far as you know, Okay. So did they have a
tentative... We wrapped, I believe, like roughly a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing Tory post something about that on social media. Do you happen to know a tentative date that the public might be able to finally see the movie when they're hoping to have it released?
You know, I'm not. I have no idea, man. Your guess is as good as mine there. I know it now. It's in post, and you know, it's never... things are never really shot in sequence,
right?
So So, I mean, after the, I imagine with the editing process, and the, I'm sure Tori has a plan.
Sure.
You know, he's very, very planned out with the stuff. It's impressive. Much he can have on his plate, you know, and pull it off. It's impressive. But I'm not sure, but I know he probably knows, but he's not going to release that just yet.
Of course. So as I mentioned, you have a lot on your plate ahead of you yet. Now you have just finished with The Boy from Below. Are you already involved in another project, or what's going on? What's next with you?
Yeah, we got, there's a film, it was on Indiegogo. I'm not sure how much time it has left on there. I haven't checked. It's called, Deadly Endings. It's an anthology flick with some familiar faces. Felissa Rose is in there, Hannah Fearman,
nice.
L.C. Holt, Wes Robinson of, Blair Witch, another guy I worked with. I love that dude. Daniel John Kearney is in there. Jaron Lewis, I think, is DPing some of it and directing it. It's written and co-directed by Richard Harlost. But that should be, you know, that should be pretty fun. That's been shot in Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
In June. So that should be good. And there's another film this summer that's... I believe it's being shot in Dayton, which is fantastic. So I don't have to go far, you know.
Nice.
But I don't know about that yet. I can't release a whole lot of info about that.
Sure.
Yet until I start to see some of it on, you know,
right,
online and embrace it.
So have
but
you
it's
ever
a non-genre film, which is exciting.
Oh, okay. Well, have you ever considered working behind the camera? You've been in front of it and now doing some directing of your own project or something?
I've thought about it. It's definitely something I could like see way down the line, but I'm still kind of learning.
Sure.
So much with each one, you know, by watching other people, seeing procedurally how to go about things, and in some cases, you know, how not to go about things.
Right, right.
You know, but I'm learning. I learned something with every movie. So
yeah,
I can see it in the future, but it's something that I would. It would have to be, you know, it would become an obsession. So it's got to be something that I would really be willing to obsess over, you know, and be accountable for.
Sure. Yeah, I was in a small indie film that was made in Jersey, a small indie horror film. My first time ever acting, ever. It was the appearance that I had is why I was asked to join the cast. Kind of a mountain man, hillbilly kind of look, and well, I suited it pretty well. And it was definitely, you know, I had there was two SAG actors on cast, and let's just say I learned a lot. And they also pointed out there was a lot that was going on that, well, you learned what to do, and then there were things that were happening that you learned what not to do also with the making of this film. You know,
what was the film? I may have seen it.
It was called Yield, the movie.
Yield.
Mm-hmm.
Yield. Written, okay, it doesn't ring a bell.
Written and directed by Loren. Oh, my goodness. I'm embarrassed now. I can't remember her last name.
Yield. Huh. Okay.
Yep. Yield, the movie. I don't think it was for sale and rent or purchase only, I believe. It was never opened up on any free platforms. But it was, I had a great time regardless. I met some great people. It inspired me to actually write a little bit on my own and, you know, see where it comes to. But I think it's just great to hear you say something like that, you know, to watch how others and take it all in and learn from watching everybody else's different kind of styles too. So I think that's really commendable of you that, you know, so many people are out there and you've worked with a handful of people, and I'm sure every one of them does something a little bit differently, and then you pull it together into your own master craft. So I think that's
yeah. Everybody's a little different. Some are more experienced than others, but
right.
But yeah, I learned something. Almost every set, I learned something valuable that I can rely on for later. You know, a lesson learned, rather.
Right. So, are you? Is there anybody that you have worked with? Let's say that you were professional, of course, but did fanboy over.
Yeah, man. There's a couple. I managed to keep them. To keep it in check for the most part. I think I did. He was so disarmed. Probably Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Either him. Well, I worked with him and Anne Hathaway, and they're in the same scene. So it was kind of a double whammy.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because it wasn't the kind of scene, you know, that we rehearsed, you know, days previous. You know, I showed up and we did it. But I'd met him, you know, probably him is who I fanboy over, like, mentally.
Sure.
Like, very much. But I wanted to keep my shit together so that, you know, he didn't see me as a fanboy when we were doing the scene.
Right.
But internally, like, yeah, and if Bill Pullman had been there that day,
right,
I probably would have fanboyed. Like, I wouldn't have been able to contain it, man. It just would have been like, it would have been too much.
That's...
But what a wonderful wonderful man that Mark Ruffalo is, dude. He's
that's nice to hear.
He's a good guy. Yeah, he's a very nice guy. I was like, my God, is this guy like a serial killer or what? Like, he's like the nicest dude I've ever met, the most genuine dude I've ever met. Like.
He has come.
That's nice. Oh, he's just such a genuine guy.
And he has come so far. Inspiring. Too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's inspiring to know that, you know, not all the Hollywood, you know, all them Hollywood superstars, you know, are assholes. They're not. You know.
Right.
They're not.
Well, you know, now I don't know if I dare even say this. All right, I will ask it, but I will ask it this way. Flip that script. Mark was an angel. He was a great guy. You admired him and respected him. And even after working with him, he upheld that great persona that you had in your mind of him. He's a great guy. Now, turn the table. You don't have to give me any names. I don't want you to burn any future possible bridges. But has there been that one person that you're like, you are a fucking bitch? Or I hope to hell you get hit by a car on the way out of here and I never work with your ass again. Has there ever been that one time? You might not have fanboyed over him, but it was a well-known person. And when you did work with him, you're just like, dude, to hell with that person. Never again. Maybe not to those extremes, but maybe someone that just kind of let you down, really upset you.
You know, no, not yet.
That's good. That's
my experiences on set. I mean, now there are some characters are more intense than others.
Sure.
But I've been lucky not to run into anyone that's too heavy.
Right.
Too into it, you know.
So full of themselves or whatever.
Yeah, I haven't run into it yet.
Right. Well.
Not yet.
You are.
I'm sure it's, you know, I'm sure it would happen at some point, but I've been very, very lucky with, especially with the, you know, the bigger name star. I've been,
right.
My experiences with all of them have been pleasant. You know, I mean, they don't sit around, chalk it up and hang out.
Sure.
At the after party or some shit, you know, most of them are on a plane over, but there's nothing wrong with that. So
bucket list. Who is filmmaker wise? Who's the top of your list that one day you were just, before you die, I want to work with? And then the same goes for actor or actress.
Actor. It's a coin flip. I'll take either one if I could work with either one of these cats. It would be either Denzel Washington or Jeff Bridges.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I would say.
Very nice.
And that's, trust me, the list of people I'm dying, you know, I would kill to work
sure.
with. is a mile long, you know?
Right. I bet. Yeah.
But actors, yeah, if I could learn, if I could watch them one day on a set and be a part of it, you know, imagine right. that, because I feel like those are two of the best that we, you know, we have, the best like American actors that we have to offer the world. There's a bunch of them, but those are two of my,
of course,
preferences, because I've just been destroying it for like 40 plus years, and that's not easy.
No.
And Denzel was never a, you know, he did movie star movies, but at heart he was always an actor, and it still shows
right.
that he wanted to be an actor, not some big crazy movie Hollywood guy. He
right.
just wanted to be a brilliant actor, and he is. And watching him is just like poetry to me. He's just so damn cool.
That he is.
Just so naturally cool. It can just deliver dialogue, man, like a master.
Yeah. Wow. Good list. I like that.
Filmmaker, like filmmaker wise, I mean, it's, I guess it's kind of a cliche. I mean, I imagine a lot of people say this. And Scorsese is up there.
Of course.
Like independent filmmaker wise.
Sure.
You know, I don't really know, man. There's really, there's so many.
I know it's not, that's not an easy or fair question, I guess.
Yeah, there's a filmmaker, I think his name is John Adams, and I think he does movies with, I think his wife, maybe his ex-wife, I'm not sure, and their daughter.
Okay.
They did a movie called Hellbender, and another film called, I know the name escapes me, but damn, it's The Deeper You Dig. Those movies are brilliant.
So familiar to me.
Yeah, they are brilliant movies. Not enough people have watched them. They're brilliant. They do with the budgets that some people have in these, you know, independent horror flicks.
Mm-hmm.
They do with minuscule budgets what these cats wish they had pulled off.
Right.
I mean, they're both these, but Hellbender especially, man, was fantastic. I would love to stumble upon somehow whatever he's up to and try to get in on that, because
right.
His work is excellent. Their work together, because if I'm not mistaken, they all write, direct, and shoot it together, like as a family.
It does sound very, very familiar, and if I'm correct, one of their films that they made was... I want to say it's something to do with a daughter coming of age into finding out she was a witch.
Yeah, Hellbender.
That was Hellbender. Okay.
Yes.
Brilliant film.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. What a surprise that one was. Like,
no,
that was my
kidding.
First time. It's on. I'm like, damn, this is, you know, this is really, really, really good. So I look further into it and watch the other movie. And the dude's got style. There's plenty of scares in that movie with,
oh, yeah.
you know, a fraction of a budget.
Yep.
Plenty of great acting, great relation. I mean, it's just what a fun surprise that movie was, man. But
no,
I would love to work with those guys. I love the stuff that they do.
Oh, well, that's great to hear. I definitely can appreciate, you know, you being supportive of people like that, especially ones that you haven't even met or worked with yet. So tip my hat to you with that. Unfortunately, and I hate to do this because we're just kind of building up into things. Powers that be, Zoom just zapped me and let me know that our time is very rapidly running out.
Mm-hmm.
Chaney Morrow, I want to thank you for having joined me. I know how busy you have been. I really sincerely appreciate you taking the time to meet with me and talk on the Witching Hour podcast. I wish you all the best of luck. Is there anything in closing that you'd like to say or push, promote right now? Please feel free.
Yeah, well, we got Boy From Below. We just finished that. We got Deadly Endings coming up. Steve Morris' film Bad Apples is on the horizon. Plenty of good stuff coming up, you know. Until then, you know, God bless.
All right. Well, boys and girls, again, Mr. Chaney Morrow has just wrapped on The Boy From Below, written, directed by Tori Jones. So definitely be looking for that, hopefully, in the next, I'd say, maybe few short months, get it all edited, get it out there, hopefully. Don't take my word on that. I don't know the biz well enough, but at any rate, The Boy From Below, Mr. Cheney Morrow, thank you guys so much. Thank you for joining me on the Witching Hour podcast. And I will talk to all of you guys soon. And as always, remember to keep it evil.